We're going to next move to item E. That's the SB 1407 project and fiscal year 2013-14, and we'll be welcoming to for presentation Justice Brad Hill, chair of the Court Facilities Working Group. And I just want to say as an aside, Dia Poole should also be recognized for her work for the legislative reception yesterday, and I think that serves my memory at this point. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Chief. Members of the council, I appreciate once again the opportunity to join you to talk a little bit about the facilities program. Unfortunately, once again, I'm making recommendations to you on behalf of the working group that none of us wish to make. We certainly understand that the fiscal realities of our state now and in the foreseeable future dictate that all of us must be very prudent and extremely careful when spending the public's money. Each and every program must be scrutinized thoroughly. Times have changed, and government at all levels must adapt. We get that. We understand. We also understand that the public deserves safe and secure courthouses. They deserve courthouses, as I've told you many times before, that will not collapse in an earthquake. We have current courthouses located throughout the state of California that would not survive. And we, quite frankly, have an obligation to the public that is at risk to make sure that these buildings are safe for them. The public also deserves courthouses that are safe because of the security deficiencies that we have throughout the state of California. Security experts tell us that our citizens are at great risk if we don't do something about these courthouses and do it soon. Victims, witnesses, jurors, all of them need to know that their attendance in our courthouses will not put them in danger. At this point, we can't give them those assurances. People with disabilities also need to be able to have reasonable access to our courts. Coming to court in many counties is not just difficult for people with disabilities, it can be nearly impossible. We had 26 hours of public hearings not long ago, and we heard story after story about access being denied to people with disabilities. In one county, the family law, traffic, and juvenile courts all were only accessible by stairs, 15 of them. What are we telling people with disabilities? That we just don't care? That we just can't afford to provide them access to justice? I can't imagine that our state, be it the executive, judicial, or legislative branch, simply doesn't care enough to make our courthouses accessible. We also have many buildings throughout the state that were determined to be obsolete 30 and 40 years ago. In Los Angeles, they have one big storeroom full of parts, quite frankly, for elevators and other equipment that they simply don't make any longer. They can't get the parts, so they're storehousing old parts and hoping that they last as long as possible, because if the elevator breaks down and they're out of parts, no one in the United States makes those parts any longer. In other counties, we have potential jurors standing out in the snow because there's simply no room inside the courts. In several counties, we have parts of buildings that routinely fall away and fall basically into public areas, where we have, at this point, in several courthouses around the state, police tape roping off these areas so that these chunks of cement won't seriously hurt or kill someone. The list goes on and on. We heard countless hours, as I said, of public testimony, and if you had joined us for that, you would certainly be as shocked as we were that the state of our facilities is as bad as it is. I think that we all realize that we have these facilities with the great needs that we have. But we also need to understand that we need to do something now, not in 5 or 10 years. California has always prided itself on its infrastructure and the need to serve the citizens of our state. We need roads and transportation. We need water. We need many things for our citizens. But we must not forget that literally millions of Californians use our courthouses, and we can't ignore them or the safety or other hazards that await them when they come to our courts. With that said, let me speak just for a moment about what we are doing to make sure that the courthouses built with SB 1407 funds are built not only to last, but built in a cost-efficient manner. As you will recall, last year I asked Justice Jeff Johnson to chair the Courthouse Cost Reduction Subcommittee. Let me just say that he's taking his job very, very seriously. And I think that you can ask any court that has gone through his process, and you will hear that it's not a cursory process at all. His committee is made up of architects, attorneys, court executives, and judges. They are spending countless hours poring over documents and making suggestions for cost savings. Representatives of every court project have been meeting with his committee. Everything from the size of the building to the finish on the walls is on the table. To date, over $100 million has been saved, with more to come. Well, members of the council, we are making the recommendations that you have before you reluctantly, with the hope that soon we can move forward with those court projects that we are asking now that you defer: Sacramento, Fresno, Los Angeles, and Nevada. We're also making the recommendation, as you see before you, that the Sacramento land be purchased. It is critical, because if this property is lost, the project cannot move forward. It is a key piece of land, and our working group felt strongly and unanimously that we need to move forward with it now. Now, given the budget proposal this past week from the governor, we are asking at this time to defer recommendations 2 and 3 and to move forward with 1 and 4. We need to assess, given the fact that the $200 million is being swept, what that leaves us with, if anything, this year. And so, although Judge Power and his advisory committee that is trying desperately to keep all of the court facilities operating in our state needs, they need additional funds, and they need it now, we hope to come back with a recommendation, and the recommendations that you have before you, number 2 and 3, perhaps at your February meeting. Judge Power, as I've said, is doing a great job with far too little money. I know that Judge Power and Judge Heiberger came to you last year and told you about the fact that to keep the courthouses operational in our state would take $80 to $100 million a year, and they have at the very least, or at the very most, oftentimes, half of that. So we're going to try, to the extent that we possibly can, to provide additional funding to them. Well, we have watched as $1.1 billion has been taken from the construction program, and perhaps $1.3 billion if the governor's recommendation is implemented by the legislature. And our courts across the state have continually watched as the goalposts keep moving. They don't know what to plan for or what lies around the corner. I truly hope that at some point in the coming years, we will have some certainty so that we can move forward to build safe, secure, and economical courthouses. The citizens of our state deserve nothing less. I thank you and am open for any questions, and Kelly Quinn has joined me as well.
Thank you. Any questions or comments? Anyone on the line care to question or comment? Justice Miller?
I'll make a motion that we approve items 1 and 4 and that we defer 2 and 3 to a later date.
I'll second it.
Second by Judge Jackson and second by David Yamasaki and Jim Fox. Not hearing, seeing any hands and raised for further comment. I will say that this has been front and center since your hearings, and we've all watched and read with great interest and listened with great interest about the difficult decisions you've had to make with your committee. And we know the hard work that you and Justice Johnson and Judge Powers are making with the very excellent assistance of OCCM, and Kelly Quinn is here from that division. And it pains us to do this. And we know we're working in an ominous environment for it, but we will be advocating on behalf of our construction program strongly this year as well. We thank you for your leadership. These are hard, hard issues to decide, and you all have managed to do that in a very transparent and collaborative way. We may not always agree, but everyone gets their say. I appreciate that greatly. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief, and thank you all for your support. And I would just like to say that our working group has worked very, very hard at oftentimes convening at a moment's notice to do this work, and we appreciate everything they've done.
Thank you, Justice Hill. All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Matter carries.
Thank you very much.